The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Giant toothless pterosaurs with wingspans stretching 12 meters across ruled the sky 60 million years ago. And new research suggests that these ancient flying creatures once had a worldwide presence and likely played an important role in the late Cretaceous ecosystem. Despite their formidable size, the pterosaurs of the Asdarchidae family had no teeth. And new research suggests they replaced their toothed relatives as the dominant species when high levels of carbon dioxide killed off important microscopic marine creatures, leading to a mass extinction about 90 million years ago. This shift in dominance from toothed to toothless pterodactyls apparently reflects some fundamental changes in Cretaceous ecosystems. Fossil records show that pterosaurs were likely the first airborne vertebrates, and they took to the skies around 220 million years ago. Some are so large that they likely had to get a running start before taking off and had a hard time landing. The name Asdarchidae comes from the Persian word Asdara, which means dragon. These toothless creatures lived during the late Cretaceous period, about 60 to 70 million years ago.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.